So we're going to move on to the panel part of the presentation, and we have four people that will be joining Jack on the panel. So let me introduce them. And the process for this is going to be very similar to those of you who remember the old town meetings and school district meetings. We have a microphone in the middle of the aisle, and if you simply walk up to the microphone, we'll recognize you in turn, and you can ask your questions or comments is fine as well. So we have four people that are going to take your questions and comments, and we'll start with, on my left here is Jim Danis, my far left. Jim is a graduate of Raymond High School, Dartmouth College, and Harvard Law School. During his investment banking career, Jim worked extensively on capital raising, mergers, acquisitions, strategic and financial advice to governments regarding energy and utility companies. Jim returned full-time to New Hampshire in 2003, and he and his wife Sandy live on their farm in Dalton, New Hampshire. Jim's charitable and public activities include past service as a trustee of St. Paul's School, Riviera College, selectman and planning board member in Milford, New Hampshire. He's a member of the Responsible Energy Action, LLC, an educational advocacy group focused on New Hampshire energy issues. And by some coincidence, the originally proposed Northern Pass cuts right through the middle of his property. Sitting next to Jim is Peter Martin. Peter joins the panel as a concerned citizen. He's well-versed on energy topics, having formed a company some years back to provide farmers, industrial customers, and communities with, stop me if I screw this completely up, thermophilic methane generation plants? Yes. All right, close enough.
Thermophilic.
I don't know. It sounded slightly obscene. I was trying to be careful. Since the Northern Pass Transmission Project was proposed, Peter has studied ISO New England's planned projects out to the year 2030, and as a result has discovered that beyond Northern Pass, other projects are planned that could turn New Hampshire into an industrial power corridor. Peter's goal is to help communities have a voice, take back their rights over what happens in their communities, and he is currently working with the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. And then on my right, we have Jim Monahan. Jim is a vice president of the DuPont Group. He has a strong and established public affairs practice that focuses on representing business, trade associations, and nonprofit organizations before state and national government agencies. Jim's professional focus includes energy, transportation, and environmental issues. In addition, Jim oversees the DuPont Group's public relations division, the White Birch Communications Group. Jim serves on the Concord Zoning Board of Adjustment, and he has also served as New Hampshire Merrimack County's treasurer in 2009. And then finally, we have Tom Irvin. Tom is vice president and director of CLF, Conservation Law Foundation of New Hampshire. He's a member of the CLF staff since 1998. He has led the ongoing initiative to protect the Great Bay Estuary, as well as a number of smart growth, transportation, water quality, and land use initiatives. Before joining CLF, Tom practiced civil litigation in the Manchester, New Hampshire law firm of Devine, Millett & Branch. He earned his JD and MS Environmental Law and Policy degrees from Vermont Law School and his BA from Wesleyan University. He's part of the Conservation Law Foundation's Northern Pass Advocacy Team, working to develop and implement legal advocacy strategies with an emphasis on permitting processes for the project. So that's pretty impressive. At least I'm impressed with the quality of our panel.